And so we try to put together a program that teaches kids, gives kids a solid foundation for strength and conditioning, but health in general, and set them up for success. That if they're going on to the next level in sports, they're ready. If they're just going on to be a college student or going on to the workforce, they have a good understanding of how to train and be healthy for a lifetime.
Go, 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 go.
Welcome to In the Cave. This is Alex Fernando, your assistant coach with Standing Bear Football and your host of The Cave. We want to talk today about Lincoln Public Schools and the strength and conditioning that goes into it with our student athletes. Adam, we got our head coach here today. You want to tell us a little bit about what we're talking about today and what we want to let the people know about?
Yeah, today we're going to dive into the strength and conditioning of LPS. So nothing with Standing Bear, but we're just going to talk about all LPS wide. We have one of our strength coaches that goes to four different schools, Jake Fincham. And this is what I want people to know is like we have really, really good strength coaches that are helping all eight schools right now. And Fincham, he's a guy that when he started out, he was at K-State. He was working with their basketball program with people like Mike Beasley. Then he went over to Wichita State. And when they were running the Final Fours and playing awesome basketball, he was working with guys like Fred Van Fleet. And he's worked with a lot of top athletes. And then he went out to California and had the opportunity to work with Olympic athletes and people like DeRozan, who played for the Raptors. So we have a strength coach who has been around and seen a lot of elite athletes and been able to help them perform to the best of their ability. So we're really lucky to have Coach Fincham here talking about just strength conditioning and how we use it at the high school level, but also molding our young men and being able to draw on those experiences that he's had with those really great players and be like, hey, this is some of the stuff they did. This is some of the stuff that they had to improve on. So now we can kind of mold what they were good at and bring it into our high school realm.
Yeah, I think this episode is going to be a great insight for parents, our student athletes, anybody in the Lincoln community and beyond that who don't fully understand the importance of strength and conditioning or just want a little bit more insight on how this is going to work for their kids, for themselves, and impact the high school community here. So let's introduce Jake Fincham. Jake comes to us from the Lincoln Public Schools Sports Performance Program, strength and conditioning coach. Jake, how you doing today, man?
Good. How are you guys?
Oh, fantastic. We're talking football, we're talking strength and conditioning, lifting, workouts. Can't get better than that, right? A good day in the gym is always a good day.
Exactly. Fun stuff to talk about.
Sweet. Well, do you want to give a little background? I know Adam kind of hyped you up, gave your full resume, but talk a little bit about how you got into strength and conditioning, some of your experiences, and why you're here today to talk to us about it.
Yeah. So I think I first got interested in strength conditioning just by being a high school athlete myself, not being the most athletic kid, but seeing the benefits that a strength conditioning program allowed me to have some level of success and play at a varsity level. And so that's my first exposure to strength conditioning, and I had a good experience with it, and so wanted to take that to another step in the right direction to get me involved in the as a coach level. Went to Kansas State University. I went to the kinesiology program there and got involved with the strength conditioning program for the basketball side there. And that was the Bob Huggins era, just started up at Kansas State that year. The strength conditioning program got a lot of talk that year with Scott Greenwalt was the head strength coach at that time. And just brought in a lot of athletic guys, and it was a fun first experience there. Moved on to going to grad school at Wichita State University, where I got to be a GA and then eventually move into a full-time assistant strength coach position. And then my wife and I made the move to LPS Lincoln here in 2015, I believe it was. So
nice. We'll overlook the purple that runs through your veins. I mean, again, we're all Huskers in this room. We should be all Huskers.
No, we're orange, baby. Go Cowboys.
Oh, goodness. I got so much to teach you, Adam. But so, Jake, do you want to talk to us about your day-to-day at Lincoln Public Schools with the sports performance, working with the athletes? What are you going to do?
Yeah, so obviously setting up programs is a big part of what I do. Coaching the coaches is a big part of what I do as well, just being at multiple schools. I'm not in one building all 5 days of the week to be there. So have to rely on other coaches to execute some of the plans that we have in place. But when I'm at a building, I'm there coaching, leading like anybody would typically, I think of a strength conditioning coach in a strength conditioning program.
And can we dive a little bit more into your role as kind of showing not only just the coaches, but beyond that, in the entirety of LPS, the importance of strength and conditioning in high school athletics?
Yeah.
It's a big question, so sorry to throw that on you.
No, absolutely. I think strength conditioning can be a separator when it comes to athletics. So obviously getting things set in place to set us up for success. You know, our program, our philosophy is big. I mean, to kind of sum it up into one statement, a movement over muscles type of a philosophy concept. And so we want our kids moving well. A big goal of ours is to keep kids from having injuries, keep them injury free. Nobody is a good athlete if they're hurt, right? And so that's at the top of our pyramid of priorities. And then going down the line from there, obviously the things that you think about in a strength conditioning program and setting kids up for success in strength gains and power and all those qualities that we try to make adaptations to.
Adam, what do you think is going to be beneficial for building a strength and conditioning program based off what Jake's going to be teaching us into a program for us like Standing Bear and just like being on par with the other Lincoln Public Schools?
I think it's going to be super beneficial is he's got to do it with other schools, right? And he's seen success with what he's done and what he's planned and how he's coached coaches and how he's designed things. And something that I love about Finch is he's a person that's continuously looking at new research. He's continuously looking at things, hey, how do we adapt? How do we change what we're doing to stay up to the times and what works, what doesn't work? And the data that he takes on all the numbers that are recorded for the other schools and to be able to like, hey, this is working, this isn't working. How do we change it? Okay, we're going to make this adaptation so that our kids can have the success. So having his background, having his mind, helping not only our school but all the other schools is just going to enhance the kind of athletes that we will have playing every sport that we offer in LPS. So I think it's something that he just continuously learns. He's a person that has done it and he's refined it. And now he's just starting to have massive gains at other schools.
Yeah. Can you talk about some of that success at the other LPS schools and just in your history, Jake, what all have you really accomplished and what do you want to see these schools accomplish more in your future?
That's a tough question. I don't like to take credit for any of this stuff, so don't take this as. But over time, like you said, injury prevention is one of my big things. We have seen reduced injuries working with our athletic training staff at all of our buildings. We've looked at it kind of a 70% attendance number. The kids that attend our sessions, they are at a lower risk of injury, and so that's a data thing. We have the evidence to show that. So that's been a big thing. Again, we have great coaches in LPS, and if we can keep our kids healthy and working with our coaches and practicing, that's ultimately making our kids better athletes. The strength gains and all those numbers, if that's kind of what you're looking at, we've got data to show power and vertical jumps and all those things, 40 yards dashes, 10 yard flies. I mean, all those things have improved. And we have those numbers that we track. Tracking data, Adam mentioned just a little bit, but that's been a big thing in us allowing us to make statements like this is that we can show the kids the progress. And ultimately by showing the progress to kids that we develop confidence in our kids and just watching a kid, and as coaches, we see it all the time. You see a kid go out with confidence versus not going out on the field or the court without confidence. I mean, it's night and day difference. And so those are some of the things that I see. Obviously, being around winning, if that's what we're looking at, I've been around some pretty successful programs from a winning standpoint. You know, going back to the college level, at Kansas State, we went to Elite Eights in Wichita State. We were in Final Fours and Elite Eights and Sweet 16s. In the high school level, we've had groups of kids, teams, achieve state championships, individual state championships, team state championships, compete in state multiple times. And so all of those things, I think, are signs of success.
Now, one thing you've hit on quite a bit is that team mentality, the importance of being there with your team, the coaches all working together. Can you talk a little bit about the importance of working out with your team, the strength and conditioning as a full unit in the school versus maybe trying to go solo on these projects?
Yeah, absolutely. The most successful teams that I work with at the high school level, they have a group of individuals working together to achieve the common goal, right? And I think that's the definition of a team. When kids work together, they see each other work. It develops a team camaraderie. It develops trust in teammates. And those are the things that make successful teams. Now, to go out and do extra stuff on your own, I never discourage that. I never want to discourage that. But if we can't have time as a team working together, sweating together, accomplishing those goals together, it makes it really hard to achieve at a high level when it comes to season time.
Adam, can you talk about how important it is to have a system like this in place for a new program like us at Standing Bear?
I think it's massively important. I mean, if we are going in and we are trying to do everything on our own and trying to design our own programs and fit in and decide what's going to work, also with like creating our own football program with, you know, the schemes, the plays, the drills, stuff like that, it would be a massive endeavor for us. But having somebody like Finch to be able to guide us and have all this data and have all these things that he's already done and accomplished and that we can just take in and put into place. And as being a PE teacher and a coach, I've seen it work. So I've seen the stuff that he does. I've seen it work personally. And again, when we go back to like the team stuff, I know like this world is all about the individual, right? Like when we have a lot of people being like, oh, I'm training outside, I'm doing this stuff. The teams that I've been on that have been massively successful, who play like our high school basketball team was really good. Our college football team went from a bad team to a really, really good team. And then from beyond there, going to the playoffs. In the NFL teams, the ones that were successful. So you have the Chiefs, the Texans were successful. So you have those. It was everybody was working together, working hard, struggling together. Because I don't think people understand what it means to see somebody struggle and persevere, right? Like we get that at a high school level. And we can have that. And the teams that have done that in LPS have had massive success. So being able to kind of grow that at Standing Bear and have his knowledge and have his vision. Again, me and Finch, we have conversations a lot, and our visions are I think right together doing the same things, like wanting to do the same things. And so I think it's massive having his brain, his credentials to be able to help us.
Jake, do you have any final words for any of our listeners, whether it's our athletes, their parents, the community members, on just a better understanding of what strength and conditioning means in Lincoln Public Schools, in all of our different athletic programs, and throughout this community?
I want to make an emphasis on obviously the strength conditioning side of things and getting kids more powerful, more strong, doing things at a high level from a physical standpoint. But I also want kids and parents to know, I try to mention this to every group that I talk with, that 5% of our kids go on to play college athletics. With that being said, if we pour all of our time and energies into getting a kid to the college level, we miss 95% of the kids, right? That's the math on that. And so we try to put together a program that teaches kids, gives kids a solid foundation for strength and conditioning, but health in general, and set them up for success. That if they're going on to the next level in sports, they're ready. If they're just going on to be a college student or going on to the workforce, they have a good understanding of how to train and be healthy for a lifetime. And I think those are the things that we really try to hit on as well, in addition to those strength conditioning qualities.
This was a full-on insight on the strength and conditioning opportunities with Lincoln Public Schools, courtesy of the Sports Performance Program and Jake Finch. Thank you for coming in today. You've been listening to In the Cave. Alex Fernando signing off for Standing Bear Football. Be sure to follow us on our social medias at LSB Football for Twitter and Instagram, Lincoln Standing Bear Football on Facebook. And no matter what, go Grizz!